105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's father has died. 88-year-old Lawrence J. Hogan Sr. suffered a stroke last Saturday. The governor announced his father's death on Facebook last night, calling his dad an American hero. In 1974, then-Congressman Lawrence Hogan was the first Republican on the House Judiciary Committee to publicly call for Richard Nixon's impeachment. Governor Hogan wrote in his father's name on the presidential ballot last fall rather than vote for either of the major party candidates. The Coalition for Smarter Growth is giving a thumbs up to the Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's financial recovery plan for Metro.
General Manager's plan is frankly the best we've seen to date.
Amy Custis with the Coalition for Smarter Growth admits there's only so much Wiedefeld can do.
Ultimately, when it comes to funding, the ball is in the court of the public and our elected leaders.
Insiders all say it'll be an uphill battle. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A substitute teacher in Prince George's County is facing charges after state police raided his home and reportedly found a stash of child pornography. 34-year-old Christopher Spites has taught and coached at Bradbury Heights Elementary School in the Capitol Heights area, but state police can't say yet whether any of the kids he worked with there were among those in the images they found. President Trump is not giving up on repealing and replacing Obamacare. But the changes now reportedly in the works may not be enough for some to sign off on.
A draft proposal published Thursday by Politico maintains several provisions of Obamacare, including the ban on rejecting patients with pre-existing conditions and guaranteed coverage for maternity care.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there has clearly been a strategic change in American policy since the start of the Trump administration.
We sense a great change in the direction of American policy. We noted the very clear and forthright words, Mr. Secretary, that you had to say about Iran.
Netanyahu's comments came following a visit with Defense Secretary James Mattis. This has been an unusual allergy season. Thanks to the weird winter weather, we actually had an allergy peak in February. Now we're having another one, says Dr. Jian Yun at Allergy Partners of Metro D.C.
Because we had a really warm winter, the season actually started early. We actually saw a huge spike at the end of February, and then things kind of calmed down as the weather changed and got cooler. But then the real allergy season for the spring anyways kicked in again.
But Yun says this season really isn't that much worse than past seasons. Try to stay indoors when pollen counts are high, he says. Prosecutors on Maryland's Eastern Shore have dropped hate crime charges against two young women accused of burning a Donald Trump campaign sign in Princess Anne. Second-degree arson charges have also been dropped, but both women still face other charges, including malicious burning, trespassing, and malicious destruction of property. Property taxes in Arlington will be going up, but perhaps not by as much as had been proposed. The Arlington County Board is set to pass a 1.5-cent increase in the property tax rate. The county manager had proposed a 2-cent increase. The board votes tomorrow on the county's budget. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,579, the NASDAQ at 5917. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep in Atlanta. The Orioles beat the Reds. NHL, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight in Game 5 of their tied-up playoff series. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An Adelphi reminder that Riggs Road remains shut down for an indefinite period of time between Adelphi Road and Metzerat Road due to storm damage from yesterday. Utility repairs ongoing again on that stretch of Riggs Road. Finally, seeing some improvement here on the Maryland Beltway leaving Bethesda on that inner loop side. So I'm finding a brief delay here now between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. So that's starting to thin out. The earlier crash is gone. Now, on the outer loop, as you leave 95 and around past Colesville Road, delays had been extending to George Avenue, but it looks like between Colesville and Georgia have a report of a new incident. South on 95 out of Calverton, volume to get you onto the Beltway. 66, hey, you look good this morning. A little bit of volume in Manassas. Again, briefly at Fair Oaks, and now as you come up through to the Beltway, but lanes are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be some more rain today. Showers and thunderstorms move in. The high will hit 85 this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight with a low of 58. Another round of showers Saturday with a high of 64, and a cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Haymarket, 63 in Frederick, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. The Democrats' unity tour shows just how divided they really are. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning. It is 7:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is a good Friday morning. Joining us at 7:35, we'll speak with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and he'll update us on the terror attack in Paris, and also President Trump's take on the Iran deal. At 8:05 from the Washington Post, it is Robert McCartney, and at 8:35, Grover Norquist from the Americans for Tax Reform Organization to talk to us about the possibility of an upcoming tax reform bill. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
To the rescue.
We got our look at the upcoming season for the Redskins yesterday, and there are a few surprises there. Joining us now on the line to talk more about that and how the Redskins are shaping up in this offseason is our good friend Trevor Maddich, our WMAL Redskins analyst. Hello, Trevor. Good morning.
Hello, Brian. Good morning to you.
It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
All
great
right.
To talk to you guys.
So the big news everybody's talking about is that apparently for the very first time in the history of the franchise, the Redskins are actually going to host a Thanksgiving Day game. It'll be a late game, but nonetheless, be the first time they played in Thanksgiving Day games, but never actually hosted one.
That's right, and it's against the New York Giants, and it's a night game. It's a primetime game, so that's awesome for Redskins fans because it puts the Redskins front and center in the national spotlight in the game that should have huge playoff implications.
All right, and so as you look at the rest of the schedule, you know, what are the things that jump out at you? What are the difficult stretches? Just give me your assessment of it.
Well, there's two stretches I think that Redskins fans need to watch for. One is the first two games. They open up against Philadelphia at home and then at the Rams. And the Rams have a new head coach who is a former Redskins assistant, and they're not very good. And so if the Redskins can start 2-0 in that stretch, they've got a pretty good chance to get to the playoffs. But last year, they had two home games to start the season, and they lost them both.
Right.
They ended up missing the playoffs by one game. So those first two games are very important. But then, starting at the end of October, the Redskins have a really, really tough stretch. They have Dallas twice. Mm. They've got to play the Giants at home. And then they play at Seattle. And so that's one of the reasons the Redskins have to start fast, because as they get into the stretch run of the season, they have a really tough go.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at that. That is a nice stretch. And the bye week comes relatively early in the season this year.
Yes, it is. early. It's in week five. And then coming out of that, they play San Francisco at home. And San Francisco has a new coach, and they're not very good. And that's another former Redskins assistant coach is the new head coach of San Francisco. So early in the season, it's very important for the Redskins to start fast.
Now, I just heard you say about that. Well, that's a former Redskins coach, and they're not very good. And are we offloading the baggage, and we're going to have a great season? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Well, it's too early to say we'll have a great season because there's too many new pieces on defense. I mean, they have lost a lot of guys on defense, especially up front. They just let them go to other teams, basically, instead of re-signing them. And there's a lot of places they need to get better on the defense, and that starts with this draft. So mm-hmm. I'm not ready to say yet the Redskins will have a great season. But I will say that the schedule shapes up so that the Redskins fans can take a look at how they do in these stretches, especially early, and have a really good sense of what kind of a team this will be.
And one thing I find about baseball season is...
Football.
I find about football, yeah, because you are playing the Giants, which I don't like to call them the New York Giants, just saying, because they play in New Jersey. That's a bit of a sore spot. One thing about football season that I like is it's one of these things that's just intense. It just seems to be a very intense season, as opposed to baseball, which seems to go really, really long. Football season, to me, seems to be a very intense season, and I think that heightens the excitement of the entire season. You know, it's a fun thing to do, and it's a fun thing to watch. Let me ask you, and you may not know the answer to this, female fans, do we have a lot of female fans?
Yes, there are a lot of female Redskins fans, absolutely.
And compared to other teams, do you know compared to other teams? Because this area does seem to have more female fans when it comes to all of the teams.
They do. This area does, and it's partly because of how smart and how educated everybody is in this area. I mean, the Washington, D.C. area, male and female, has a huge number of highly educated people because of the proximity of government employment. And so that's part of it. But another part is because Redskins are a team that has a generational following. I mean, families... Yeah. Get with the Redskins and stay with the Redskins. And I think that around the dinner table and around the TV on Sundays and going to the game, I think that's one of the reasons that young daughters grow up into adult Redskins fans.
Yeah, and because the in-season is so intense, it's a fun family thing to do. You know, it's a very, hey, we're getting into this, we're doing this, fall hits and boom, people are into it.
I totally agree with you. Plus, you talked about baseball. There's 162 games in baseball.
Exactly.
If you miss one, so what? Football, there's 16, and they all matter.
And that's exactly what I was leaning towards.
All right, let me ask you about the draft. What do we need to do?
Well, we need to take the best player available.
Well, that's always
okay.
What we say. But
but that's not always what people.
What is our great need? I guess is the question.
Well, we need to get better. The Redskins need to get better. They need to get more athletic at linebacker. They need to get faster and deeper at safety, and they need to have more He-Man, caveman, tough guy, eat their meat raw without a napkin, run-stuffing defensive lineman.
Yep.
And the thing is, there are guys in this draft that they can get that way, but what you don't want to do is take a guy at a linebacker position, say, because you need that position when a more talented football player in a position you don't necessarily need right now is there. Because if you do that, then you end up getting a less talented player every time, and you end up populating a roster over time with less talent. So take the best guy.
I want to ask you about something that has been out there for a little while, but we haven't talked to you about it and haven't talked about this topic since. Trent Murphy got suspended 4 games for a violation of the substance policy in the NFL.
Right.
This is one of these things that just drives me crazy, because the one thing about sports is it's supposed to be about the team. You're supposed to do everything thinking about not yourself but others and making sure that you are a team player. And yet in this particular case, and it's happened in other cases here with the Redskins in the past, individuals have decided that they are going to do something that makes them feel good at the moment, but when they get caught, it hurts the entire team.
That's true, Brian, and I'd love to have this conversation with you at more length, but let me just suggest this. Let's take Trent Williams rather than Trent Murphy as an example. He got busted for what we think was marijuana last year and got suspended. But the thing is, a lot of players take marijuana not because it is a party drug for them, But because they're in so much pain, their only choice is to take an addictive narcotic, an opioid, to manage the pain, or try to get away with some marijuana to get through the day and get through an NFL week. So that's a great conversation to have down the road.
All right. Well, but it seems to me if you know what the policy is and you don't want to screw up for the team, this is just one of those sacrifices one has to make. Again, I've never played the game. I've never felt the pain. I don't know. But it seems to me that you really are hurting the team in what appears to be, at least to those who are on the outside, as sort of a short-term impulsive decision.
And it can be that. And you're right, though, that even if you think that marijuana should be allowed to be prescribed by NFL doctors where it's legal, even if you believe that, if it's not legal in the NFL, then you are exposing yourself
exactly.
to not being available to your team. And, Brian, you're 100% right about that part of it.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, one thing that we can all agree upon when it comes to the Redskins, you'll be able to hear them right here on WMEL in the coming season. Thanks, Trevor. Good to have you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Trevor.
It's now 7:15, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, you'll be happy to know if you're coming out of Stafford, light volume through Aquia and Dumfries. Do have the stop and go Dale City toward the Occoquan, and again pushing into Newington. If you're exiting off of I-95 and you're trying to get over to Route 1 Richmond Highway, we do have a crash on northbound Route 1 affecting that exit lane. Very slow. It's going to be north of Furnace Road for the crash. So everyone in that vicinity, watch for those delays and police direction. The left lane block again, Richmond Highway north of Furnace Road. On the Beltway, Springfield and Annandale stop and go had the crash near the Little River Turnpike. They moved that to the shoulder. 66 bogged down in Manassas, Centerville, and at Fair Oaks. All right, Maryland, here we go. South on 95 delays out at Calverton to join that outer loop slowdown, which takes you into Silver Spring with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for some fog in the area this morning, cloudy, and an 80% chance of showers as the day progresses. High of 85. Tonight, a slight chance of rain around 58. Tomorrow will be cloudy and cooler with scattered showers and a high of 64. And Sunday, relatively cool. Temperatures only reaching the upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Remax Allegiance. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda because they've got to
And we drink a lot of coffee in this country.
Yeah, we do.
Now, this, though...
Drink a lot of coffee on this morning show.
Yes. Starbucks in the news. But for a drink which contains no coffee, the Unicorn Frappuccino, despite being called a Frappuccino, contains no coffee. But people have been losing their minds. It's this pink and purple drink, and we've talked about it, and you stir it, and it changes colors, and it has the equivalent sugar of three Snickers bars, and it's sweet and it's sour, and people are just losing their minds over this drink. Well, Braden Burtson is 19. He's from Colorado, and he just filmed a rant about himself talking. He's a barista at Starbucks, talking about having to make this drink, and he posted it on Twitter for his friends. Well, it has gone viral. If you have not heard it, here is Braden with his viral rant.
So, because it's been so popular online, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need to try it when it comes out. Well, today it came out, and I have to tell you, please don't get it! I have never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. It has been insane. If you love us as baristas, don't order it. It's so difficult to make it right after the other. And people were coming in left and right, drive through and in the front. We don't know which type of Frappuccinos go where. We just hand them out. So for the love of God and everything that is good, don't get the unicorn Frappuccino.
Did he get a call from headquarters?
I wonder. He did. A Starbucks reached out to him to find out what they could do to try to make it better for him. I think it was hilarious. And he, you know, he looks like a nice kid and he's working and he's trying to do his job. And I guess because they're really hard to make because they're topped with what they call fairy powder, sour pink, blue sweet powder on top. And so poor Brandon there. Poor Braden. Don't order it from him. All right, another drink. A new study came out that found that if you drink just one diet, they say a diet artificially sweetened beverage, but they talk about sodas in this study. So I don't know if it goes with other artificially sweetened drinks or foods, but they found that just one a day can triple the risk of a stroke.
Wow.
Triple the risk of a stroke.
If these numbers, you know, they always get one study and the next day you get another study that says that's not true. But if that holds up, that's a pretty frightening thing.
Yeah. The more interesting part of this, too, and they say this is not as provable. There's a little question about this, is they found that there may be a link to dementia and Alzheimer's with this, but they are, researchers are questioning that aspect of this. But the risk of a stroke three times, I think, is just fascinating and phenomenally scary. And lastly, I have to tell you, there is a there's a thing called a juicero, which I've never heard of. I've never heard of the juicero. And, you know, the hot thing now is juicing, and everybody takes vegetables and fruits, and they make a healthy drink out of it. And they, well, this juicero is a machine that would, you put a pack in it, much like you, with your Keurig, you put a pack in for your coffee, right? Well, this is a pack that has fruits and vegetables already in it. So you don't have to actually go buy fruits and vegetables, cut them up, and put them in your juicer. This is already done for you. And this machine squeezes the pack, and all the juice comes out of the fruits and vegetables for you.
Okay.
And it costs $400.
Okay.
And this is a Silicon Valley startup. A lot of high, well-known people put into this to get it started.
So they love their juice.
A lot of people say they can get their juice $400 a pop until people found out that you can take the packs and squeeze them by hand to get the same amount of juice out of them.
So you don't need the $400 device.
So people are buying the packs and not the $400 machine, and the investors are like, what the hell? I put up all this money and they could just squeeze the pack with their hands. How did this happen?
Yeah.
So there is your beverage news.
It's 7:22.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
It looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
Spring is finally here, and it's a great time to get your rugs a deep-down professional clean. There's only one company that you can trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. Hey, it's Chris Plant here. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal not only of pet odor and dirt and grime, but the bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Right now, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They've developed a cleaning process that's not only faster, but will save you money. And right now, Joe Hadid is offering this amazing deal. When you get two rugs cleaned, you get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has four drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. Go online to joehadid.com. Again, that's joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It is a real process from when you make the decision to retire to ultimately having your last day in service and then to eventually getting your pension check. And so, you know, the best advice I could give is to be prepared. What I mean by that is you really need to review all of your choices.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. One in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, go ahead. You can use it as you head past the CIA and down toward the overlooks. Up ahead, all lanes are open where we had the overheight truck that was stuck. It's now been removed and the pace is getting much better. 395, heavy through Landmark, and just briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. On Route 1, northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, north of Furnace Road is where crews are clearing the crash from the left lane. Not only Route 1 slow, but effects coming off of I-95 to merge onto Route 1 as well. So just be alert of that. On the Maryland stretch, 270, let's go through a band on Hyattstown with the volume. And now starting to fill in with some of the slower traffic heading into Rockville now, but nothing reported along the way. Update sponsored by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 85. Then rain will taper off into the evening with an overnight low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
And we're back to the Clinton witch hunt. The Clintons just refuse to leave the news. They just refuse. They keep coming back, especially Hillary. She refuses to go away. But, so you know the book we've been talking about, Shattered, which is the whole inside intrigue of what happened in the Clinton campaign, and especially on the night of the election and all that good stuff, and we found out that President Obama had to call her to get her to tell her, you have to concede.
Remember, that's right,
all
yeah.
of that. Okay, so the book is
some really juicy stuff.
Yes,
coming up.
And the book is called Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, and one of the authors, Amy Parnes, will be with us on the show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Very excited about this.
Yeah.
Well, more coming out. So the Clinton camp has been saying, oh, this stuff isn't true. This, but on the other hand, you know what we found out? It's not true. But apparently, Hillary Clinton's people, she still has people, are trying to figure out who leaked all the information.
Well, what if it's not true? You don't care.
Exactly. All that information that's not true, but we're still going to find out who leaked it. But if it's not true, then it's made up.
One of the things that is sort of intriguing is that many people are speculating that some of this came from Huma Abedin.
I love it.
And, you know, then trying to save her own reputation. However, apparently, Huma and Hillary are still very close, we're told.
And Huma is apparently writing her own book. She's looking for $2 million. For that. Well, she's got to live on something since she's divorced. Wait, is she divorcing Weiner?
I don't know. I can't keep
who
up with
heck
it.
Knows.
728.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InnovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays. cavities that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cub Cadet Days, April 19th through May 3rd, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Coming up in just a moment, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us to talk about yesterday's attacks in Paris and other things going on in the world. It's now 7:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some more news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Former Maryland Congressman Lawrence Hogan Sr., the father of the current governor, has died. The 88-year-old Hogan had suffered a stroke last Saturday and died yesterday. Congressman Lawrence Hogan was a Republican who publicly called for Richard Nixon's impeachment in 1974. Hogan also served as Prince George's County Executive during a political career that spanned 25 years. A substitute elementary school teacher in Prince George's County has been arrested on child pornography charges. 34-year-old Christopher Spites was arrested yesterday as police say they seized several electronic devices from his home containing images of young children, mostly young boys, performing sexually explicit acts. President Trump says the revised plan to repeal and replace Obamacare is getting better and better and better, and it remains optimistic it could happen next week.
This effort comes at the same time Congress faces a deadline next week to pass a massive spending bill to avert a government shutdown.
Okay, I want to get both. Are you shocked to hear that? I think we want to keep the government open. Don't you agree? So, yeah, I think we'll get both.
President Trump asking Congress to include $1.4 billion to begin building his controversial border wall.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The National Weather Service now confirms there were 7 tornado touchdowns in our area back on April 6th. All were classified as EF0, that is the weakest on the scale of tornado severity. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,579, the Nasdaq at 5917. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman homers again as the Nats win their 4th straight. The O's top the Reds in Cincinnati, and the Caps will try to take the lead tonight at Game 5 of their playoff series with Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gimmicks. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Blues Alley and the Ella Fitzgerald Foundation proudly present Ella at 100, a centennial celebration, starring Patty Austin and the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra, Friday, April 28th, 8 p.m. at Listener Auditorium. Join 7-time Grammy winner Patty Austin as she celebrates the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by the 11-time Grammy-winning Count Basie Orchestra. Patty Austin and the Count Basie Orchestra, Friday, April 28th. Go to bluesalley.com for tickets.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great Treat your depression now, accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina. Admission is free. See new Sea Ray sport boats and yachts, Bayliner Elements, deck boats, scout fishing boats, used and brokerage boats, jet skis, pontoon boats, and more. Vendors with gear and accessories and a waterfront restaurant all in one place. April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina in Woodbridge, Virginia, just off I-95 at exit 160. Details at pwmarina.com. If it's boating, it's Prince William Marina.
Hi, this is Teresa Claus. Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. Claus Carpets offers the best products for your home: hardwood floors, tile, carpet, and more. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Give us a call today at 703-978-2603. That's 703-978-2603. Or visit us online at clauscarpets.com. That's clauscarpets.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, around the Beltway, nice recovery now. Through Bethesda, inner loop delays have cleared out to get you past Connecticut Avenue, crash gone. Outer loop, normal delays with us, 95 and around to George Avenue, with southbound 95 slow on the approach. Now, for 270, it's been so quiet this morning, still nothing along the way, but the volume starts to fill in through Urbana and Hyattstown, and now as we work through Gaithersburg, Rockville. 370, I'm looking at very slow traffic heading 370 westbound as you try to work up toward 270. Now, state police say, nope, they don't have anything reported along the way, but they're going to go check it out, make sure everything's operating properly around there. We did have some storm damage in the Delphi, especially last night. We still have a couple closures. One would be Riggs Road between the Delphi Road and Metzerat Road. They're repairing a down utility pole. Any intersections you see dark, four-way stop, please. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. Back us up near St. Barnabas Road, but callers telling me just about 15 minutes from Maryland into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 85, then rain will taper off into the evening with an overnight low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Springfield, 61 in Beltsville, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this wonderful Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05, Robert McCartney. He is with the Washington Post. He's going to talk to us about how to save the Metro. At 8:35, Grover Norquist. He's the president for the Americans for Tax Reform. We'll talk to him about the possibility of a tax reform bill. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and New York Times best-selling author of Operation Dark Heart. Hey, Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Let's talk about the attack yesterday in Paris, in central Paris. A couple of police officers were killed. They have one person who carried out the attack was killed, and another has turned himself in Belgium. It seems to me that these people were apparently on their radar to some degree.
Well, one guy, Brian, was locked up for 20 years for doing something in 2001, attempting to kill a police officer and that sort of thing. So there's, I think, three takeaways we immediately know. First, this was done with an AK-47, and unlike being able to go into Kentucky and buy one, you just can't get an AK-47 in Europe pretty easily. So that tells me there was a network of somewhat involved.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Secondly, clearly this was a planned event, and this wasn't a quote-unquote lone wolf. And it was meant to cause fear and panic in one of the most, beautiful areas of Europe, downtown Paris, between the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées. It was clearly meant to be a symbolic target. And third, it's right at the cusp of the French elections. And I think ISIS is miscalculating here, but clearly ISIS claimed responsibility, and they're believing that they can somehow intimidate the French people, like, by the way, the Spanish were back in the early 2000s, intimidate them into not voting for the candidate who will be most able to go after them. And the reason why is they have got these networks functioning. This was a terror network attack. And I would argue, Brian, that the French, even though they've been hit repeatedly, and I mean, from the death metal, the Eagles of Death Metal attack, a couple years ago to now, they have not done the most necessary and severe scrubbing of the threat they have. They have not gone in and defeated the networks. And Brian, until you defeat the network, you will continue to see this sort of thing come back.
And doing this in order to try to cow people into voting for the people who aren't going to go after them seems counterintuitive to me and doesn't seem to be a very effective way. I would think that this is going to just make support even stronger for the candidate. I believe it's Marine Le Pen who's going to go after them even stronger.
So, oh, Mary, I hope so. I really do. And this is where it's been very clear why Mr. Trump has been pushing in this direction. And I attended an event the other day where John Kelly, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, talked about the path forward. And one of the emphasis areas was to do the vetting. And Mary, let's be clear on this point. The reason that we're here, The reason the French are there the way they are, is they've allowed this unmitigated migration. It's not just immigration; it's migration of Islamists, of Arabs from into their country, and then allowing them to create these safe havens, these small enclaves. And this is why they have the severe problem. I have no problem with immigration. My family came here on the ship to Lusitania about 1910. We immigrated here legally. I have a huge problem with people who wish to come and immigrate here who do not wish to become Americans. And I think that's what we've seen in Europe, where these individuals do not wish to assimilate. They wish to essentially replace the existing government, existing system of religion and faith with their own very severe version.
Well, the one thing I noticed that really struck me was after the attack, they launched all these raids, as they often do. You see it in Belgium, you see it in France, you see it in Germany when there are these attacks. They launch these raids. They know where these people are.
Right.
And so why are we reactive instead of proactive?
I would argue it's because of a severe version of political correctness, which has overtaken their good thinking. Again, Mary, one of the individuals in this unfortunate story was in jail for 20 years for attempting to kill a police officer. Yeah. Why would he have ever been released? This is where we, I think, are a lot better about locking these people up than they are.
I want to talk about some of the other hotspots around the world. Sure. The president and this administration seem to be turning up the heat and saying, okay, you know what, Iran, you're technically in compliance with the nuclear deal, but we don't like what you're doing in other ways around the world. You're a state sponsor of terrorism, and you're acting badly around the globe, and we may reimpose the sanctions against Iran because of those things. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, two things. First, I don't think the president wants to talk about it because I think it has to do with classified information that I don't think he's ready to talk about yet, but there's very clear evidence that the Iranians, while they may not be going down the path of developing their own nuclear weapons, they are funding North Korean effort to continue to refine theirs. So, Brian, why would you want to potentially break an agreement when you can just pay someone to do it for you and share the results? And that's what we're seeing with North Korea. So that the North Korean issue is directly linked to Iran. Secondly, we've seen other acts of terror encouraged in Yemen and some other locations, which the Iranians are trying to use the Houthi as a proxy. And we're seeing this more and more where they're gaining momentum. They're trying to do more and more, I would say, subversive acts to undermine the stability within the region. And look, I'm not a big defender of the Saudis. The Saudis have a lot of problems. I have issues with them regarding the 9/11 attacks. But at this point, we do have to understand that regional stability is one of the things we have to continue to encourage.
Right.
And obviously, they've been on the wrong side in Syria. I think there's some issues there with Syria regarding what they're doing. So I think what the president's saying, and I don't mean to speak for President Trump, he's speaking very much to that for himself. I think what he's saying is that there's a preponderance of evidence of bad acts going on behind the scenes which do not relate directly to the Iran nuclear agreement, but are equally severe in what they're doing to damage the stability of the globe.
And it's almost impossible to do this, but I need you to get something quick on North Korea, where it does appear that the North Koreans are increasing their posture as well as the Chinese.
Yeah, well, they're going to do everything they can to show that they're going to walk up to that line, and they're counting on us backing down once they walk up to that line. I just don't think we're going to walk back down from that line this time, Brian.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia heading out of Woodbridge, northbound on Route 1, Richmond Highway, after you pass Furnace Road. That's where we had the crash. It's now moved to the shoulder, so Route 1 quickly improved. It did cause delays merging off of 95 to get onto Route 1, so still watch for some of that activity on the shoulder. For 95, better than normal this morning, out of Stafford or Triangle and Dumfries. It's once you hit the Occoquan, slowing and up Woodbridge, Lorton and Newington on the brakes. Let's get you onto the Beltway Inner Loop past Little River Turnpike. We had the minor crash out of the travel lanes. 66, it's been about the volume in Manassas, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway. So a little bit better than normal, too, on 66. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, currently with lanes open. And on the Baltimore-Washington Park, I'm seeing slowdowns each direction as you pass 197 and Laurel. But Park Police say, nope, they haven't had anything there this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be some more rain today. Showers and thunderstorms move in. The high will hit 85 this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight with a low of 58. Another round of showers Saturday with a high of 64. And a cloudy and cool Sunday with a high near 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It's now 7:47.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Well, a lot of things going on Capitol Hill soon, and it appears that this effort to go back and replace and repeal Obamacare may not be dead after all. There have been negotiations continuing. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, has said that they're putting the finishing touches on a compromise. The President of the United States very much wants this done early next week. He would like for them to get after it next week and do this very quickly. And you may say, well, why the hurry? Why the rush, Mr. President? Well, today is day 91. There are 9 days before we hit day 100. And on day 100, everybody does the story about what they accomplished, what they didn't accomplish in the first 100 days of their administration. And I think the president would like to have this one under his belt before day 100 arrives. However, that being said, there are people on Capitol Hill who are looking at this and saying, well, I don't think we're quite as close as the president would like us to be. We'll see whether or not they can put it together over the weekend. But apparently the big news out of this is not dead, nearing some kind of compromise. They've got to get to 216 votes. They couldn't get there before. Have they come up with a magic solution that will get them their 216 votes? So that is something to watch very closely. We'll have some sense of it perhaps over the weekend. They're also moving forward on tax reform. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that they have tempered expectations on how quickly it will pass, but they are moving forward and looking at caps on charitable donations and the like, and that they believe they may have a compromise that could eventually, you know, come across the finish line. So healthcare reform is back alive, and then maybe we may still see some tax reform, which we said, what they have traditionally said, would follow healthcare reform. And then there is this little tidbit about Jason Chaffetz. Now, we told you the other day that Jason Chaffetz surprised a lot of people when he said he was not going to run for re-election in 2018. And a lot of speculation as to what was going on there. I take the guy at his word. It really is about, you know, wanting to spend more time with his family. His family remains in Utah. He comes here, and it's a long distance, and he's got kids that are getting, you know, a little older, and he wants to be there before they head off to college. I take him at his word. But then there's this speculation that he might leave now before his term is up. He might resign his term. He says, not imminent, something I'm considering. So that's where we are on Jason Chaffetz right now.
I still can't get over the fact that he lives in his office, that he sleeps there. I still can't get over that. I just have this, ever since you told me this story, I have this mental image of him every morning in a bathrobe with slippers, with his little shower caddy, walking down the hall to go to the bath, you know, like the big, I guess, the gym to go shower, and just like a college dorm, and then he goes back to his office.
Well, you might be surprised to know he's not the only one. There are quite a few who do it. Actually, a lot of members sleep in their office because they don't want the expense of having a second home here.
I understand that. It's not cheap.
In the grand scheme of things, everybody thinks Congress would make a lot of money, but if you have to maintain a home in D.C. and a home back where you live, that can be very expensive. And so a lot of people have just taken, I'll just sleep on the couch.
I just can't get the image of him in a big fluffy white bathrobe with slippers with his little shower caddy. Now, every time I see him, that's what I'm going to think. Every time. I just never knew that. So it was just so eye-opening to me. I had no idea.
Getting back to all this talk about tax reform, we're going to be talking to Grover Norquist with Americans for Tax Reform coming up at 8:35 this morning. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a basketball game with five times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Doug Hill. What's your best defense against severe weather? We've got seven of them. Stormwatch 7. Seven expert meteorologists on your side.
ABC's Doug Hill and Stormwatch 7. Your best defense against severe weather.
Here's right. I'm starting.
Start your day right with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Stormwatch 7's Veronica Johnson and Eileen Whalen get you morning ready, from your bus stop forecast through the day ahead. And Traffic Watch 7's Julie Wright helps navigate you from points A to B stress-free. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes starting at 4:25 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Where good mornings start. 7 on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, 7 on your side.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
7:53 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me, my mistake. It's time to check to see what's going on with our business news. Here is Landon Dowdy. Excuse me, Landon, you were getting ready to do the traffic report there.
I don't think you want me doing your traffic. lots of it out there. Honk your horn. All right, here's what's going on with your markets. Futures indicating a slightly higher open on Wall Street. Investors still dreaming about the tax reform measures the Treasury Secretary says are nearly ready. Crude oil prices are lower, and if this holds up, oil will see its biggest weekly drop in a month. And more bad news for retail. Another brick-and-mortar retail chain is getting out. BB, the clothing retailer, revealed in an SEC filing today it will close all its 175 stores by the end of May, not just the 21 locations already announced. BB says it's exploring strategic alternatives. There's speculation that could involve becoming an online-only business. And Mattel shares have been falling in pre-market trading after the company said first-quarter sales slid by 15%. Retailers still have unsold inventory from the holidays, so they're not buying new toys. Barbie sales were down 13% for the quarter. Oilfield services company Schlumberger's last quarter earnings only matched expectations and revenue missed. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA now. National Firearms Museum presents a special World War I centennial exhibit of selected rare milestone American arms. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show. This weekend, 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center. This weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com. See you there.
It is now 7:55, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is right now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just a bit of volume here as you pass 197 each direction, also into Jessup. But lanes have been open. George Washington Parkway looks very good here southbound, coming past 123. I'm not seeing much of any delays now down toward the Key Bridge, Memorial Bridge, the broken down, gone. Now, let's go George Washington Parkway northbound as you head up toward the Beltway to McLean. Starting to pack in the delays right now. Crews are checking for an incident northbound GW Parkway right before you get through to the Capitol Beltway. Gaithersburg area 370 as you go westbound, very slow. You get on to 270 to go south on that exit ramp. That's where crews have been dealing with the accident. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Grab the umbrella if you're going to be out on this Friday with several rounds of showers and thunderstorms. The high later today, 85. Rain anxious tonight with a low of 58. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll talk to Grover Norquist. He is the president of Americans for Tax Reform, and we'll find out if we are actually going to get any tax reform or if his organization is going to have to exist for another several decades.
It's going to cost a lot to fix Metro. We're going to talk about the proposal that's laid down by the manager of Metro with Robert.